Libby, come on over. I guess you and the girls have been wondering why I bought me this new hairdo and new clothes. Well, you see, Libby, I'm going to become a big movie star. You remember that guy, Alfie, that we met in the pub? Well, he's been managing me now. And next week, we're going to go to London to make a demo. What's a demo? Oh, a demo's a recording, Libby, of my singing voice. What do you mean I can't sing? I sing like a canary. Oh, no, Libby. All I want is you. Okay, now, Libby, go on over to the recorder and put on the recording by the Manhattan Transfer call. Come on over, all right? And then you're going to see how I'm going to sing the demo. Come on over. Come on over. Libby, come on over. Come on over, Libby. I'm going to become a big movie star. What do you mean I can't sing? I sing like a canary. Well, you see, Libby, I'm going to become a big canary. And next week, we're going to go to London to make a canary. Okay, now, Libby, go on over to the canary and put on new clothes. You remember that canary that we met in the pub? Well, he's been f***ing me now. And next week, we're going to make a canary. What do you mean I can't f***? I f*** like a canary. Oh, no, Libby. I don't like that anymore. No, canary. Pull the voice right out of me. Guess you and the girls have been wondering why I've got me this new canary. I sing like a canary. Go on over to the canary. Come on over. Come on over. Libby. Come on over. Come on over. Libby. Come on over. Come on over. Libby. Come on over. Come on over. Canary. Come on over. Canary.
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 Hey freaks, it's Monday, February 11th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, wielding bloody tampon nunchucks. Plus, when your Valentine's Day commercial features a sex offender, you missed the mark. Muslim hater or gay furry porn fanatic, and the ass man wants justice. All coming up today.
Are you on the internet? Isn't that for techno geeks with spreadsheets?
Hey gringo, still got your job or did your boss hire Julio for half the price?
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
It's just a fun thing.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
All right. Hey, freaks. Tim Henson with you. Back to start a new week of programs. This, of course, is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a good one today. At the top of the show, I'd like to introduce you all to Brownies in Downies. It's a coffee shop in South Africa where every cup of latte comes with an extra shot of chromosomes.
Sorry, folks, my banana got rotten.
Yes, so not only do they serve coffee, they serve bakery treats like brownies. It's a shop that's run by people who have various mental disabilities. Now, here's the thing. I don't want to sound like an asshole. These Down syndrome kids are lovely people. But because their mind is mush...
Rotten.
Okay, let's go with rotten. Because their minds are rotten, they may forget some details about working in the food industry that are very important. I don't want to belittle these fine people, but sometimes their mind is akin to a child. And children always have sticky, dirty fingers. What I'm saying is I don't want these people touching my food or preparing it. Now, if they're in a busboy position or a cashier position, somewhere that they're not in contact with the food, I would feel much safer. Does that make me an ableist? Longtime freaks will remember the Merrill Howard Kalin show. That featured a mentally handicapped person cooking on TV. He was preparing chicken in a salad. He went from handling raw chicken to fondling tomatoes. Raw tomatoes that would go in the salad.
Next, we gotta do the tomatoes.
Ooh!
Oh, I love tomatoes with mine. And that's how you do it. You see tomatoes? That's how we do it. Watch Mel how they cut it. How watch Mel cut the tomatoes. Oh, boy, delicious.
His hands are all over it. Mm.
You're putting a tomato inside the dish.
And you're putting the salmonella inside the tomato.
That's how you do it. You take the chicken off with your fingers. That's to be the best thing. peel the skin off.
Oh my God.
Peel the skin off.
And there's no sink on this set, I'll have you know. Anyway, the point of me mentioning this is the Brownies and Downies people have recorded a rap song.
Ah, de wil die mag je doorsturen. Als je lekker wilt lunchen is het geen probleem. Dan kom je hierheen, je zit niet alleen. Want dit is Brownies and Downies. Dit is Brownies and Downies. Als je lekker wilt lunchen is het geen probleem. Dan kom je hierheen, je zit niet alleen. Want dit
guys,
is...
I don't know if that's English or not.
Brownies and Downies. Dit is Brownies.
And down.
Alle gasten zeggen ja met de mond voor vandaag. Zo trots dat het goed
is. Some comments. I rate this song 47 out of 46 chromosomes. This song has its ups and downs. It's window licking good. Not the proudest fap I've had. I feel like the name Brownies and Downies. It's a little offensive to these kids. Like, why couldn't they name it something a little more uplifting, like Unity Cafe? Based on the success of Brownies and Downies, they're starting to branch out to different types of restaurants. Opening in the summer of 2019, Tards and Tacos. And then next year, Mongo's Place is opening. It's Mongolian cuisine. Let's move on. I've got a short clip here. Oh, this is great. It's only like 10 seconds long. This took place outside of a Planned Parenthood. Both sides of the abortion issue love to congregate near a Planned Parenthood to scream and wail. So the clip I have for you, it looks like there's a gathering of pro-life people when all of a sudden a pro-choicer comes and she's got something in her hands. That's dripping.
The good news.
That just because I'm standing up here fucking basically spitting in your face because I'm mad, like you're doing the
fuck
same
yourself
thing.
And eat this fucking patty yeah. Cupcake!
All right, in case you didn't quite hear her, she said,
you're doing the
fuck
same
yourself
thing.
And eat this-
Go fuck yourself, eat this pad, fuckface. And what she's jamming in this person's face is her bloody maxi pad.
So good.
I agree, Meryl. So good. Let's listen to that again.
Fucking basically spitting in your face because I'm mad. Like, you're doing the
fuck
same
yourself
thing.
And eat this fucking pat, you cockface.
You cockface. I'm sorry, not fuckface.
You pat, you cockface.
Angry.
What? You can hear him spitting out the menstrual blood.
Angry.
Wow.
See, that's hate.
I think I'm actually going to have to call the police.
Yeah, this video was posted by the man who had the maxi pad shoved in his face, YouTube user Jesus Loves Ministries. As the person who made this video and had the bloody rag shoved in my mouth, I want to make a statement that I will add to each of these three videos. There's more than one video? No, I've got to check this out. One of the videos is like 40 minutes in length. It's like the whole anti-abortion, Planned Parenthood protest experience. People holding signs that say dismemberment sucks. For some reason, there's a Holocaust link these people are trying to make. I don't know, imagery of concentration camps and stuff. And then there's this interaction. I don't know if this is the same woman that threw, or I don't want to say throw, because she kind of shoved her bloody maxi pad in the dude's face.
I'm doing it right now.
Shit about the goddamn gospel.
God does.
You don't fuck about the
I
water.
Do.
Donald
I
Trump
do.
Is fucking poison.
I don't. I'm not worried
you
about.
You don't give a fuck about anything.
I care about your soul.
Dead fucking baby. You
I care
about my
your soul.
Soul.
Yes, I do.
You assholes wouldn't be out here if you care about my soul.
That's why I'm here, and I'm telling you right now, man.
You're
you can have your sins
me.
Forgiven. Yes.
Delete that shit.
No. Don't touch my stuff. That's a crime. Don't
fuck
kick.
You.
It's a crime. Don't break the law, ma'am. That's just one more sin you'll have to be accountable for. That's one more sin you'll be accountable for on Judgment Day. And I don't want you to go to hell.
What is kind of interesting is that there's another one of his videos includes more of the tampon attack or maxi pad attack. So it's like the, you know, extended cut of it. So let me play this again.
Like you're doing
go
the
fuck
same
yourself
thing.
And eat this fucking pad. Yeah.
Oh, I can actually see who threw the pad. It is some sort of ham beast of a creature. She's got that fat girl hairdo. You know where, like, the bangs come down right to her eyebrows, and then she's got, like, kind of like a bob cut.
Mad?
Here she
like
comes.
You're doing
go
the
fuck
same
yourself
thing.
And eat this fucking pad, yeah. You cupcake!
Angry.
Wow.
See, that's hate. I kind of think it's deserved, though.
I like that the pro-choice people are like, well, it's understandable hate. I'm going to give this girl a pass. She's having a bloody bat in someone's face.
I think I'm actually going to have to call the police. She just shoved a dirty, bloody tampon in my face. I'm following her to call the police. She just shoved a bloody tampon in my face. And I'm a law enforcement officer, so I know it's a crime.
To be fair, you don't have to be a police officer to know shoving a bloody tampon in someone's mouth against their will is a crime. What does that mean that he's a law enforcement officer? He's not a policeman. He's like a security guard or something. I gotta start hanging out at those anti-abortion protests. Seem like good content for the show. All right, real quick, before we get into the news, a few more pieces of audio. I'm sure my younger listeners know who rapper Tekashi69 is. His girlfriend recently claimed that he physically and sexually abused her. Quote, "He punched me so hard in my right ear, I thought I was deaf." He also reportedly kicked and choked her, oh, and forced her to have sex with him. That's why it's so hilarious. Not in the traditional way, I guess. Funny as in, oh, that's weird. That he starred in a New York sex shop's anti-violence against women commercial. There's a lot to unpack there. You know, I think the sex shop should stick to selling dildos. They don't need to be more you knowing us. Also, if you're producing an anti-violence against women ad, it's a real gamble to include any rapper. I don't mean to lump all these fine people into one woman-beating category, but you're spending good money on this shit. You gotta play the odds. This commercial is useless now. You can't air it. Now, I don't know if there were past allegations against Tekashi69. I'm guessing there is because the very first scene involves Tekashi and a woman entering the Romantic Depot store. And on the bottom of the screen, there's a little caption that reads, "In no way does Romantic Depot support Tekashi69's past activities." Not a good start, right? All right, let's play this ad.
Welcome to Romantic Depot. How can I help you guys?
Yeah, we're ready to spice things up.
You do know you have to know your partner's limitations.
I agree. When I was younger, I used to make a lot of stupid mistakes. I'm ready to learn more.
Get informed. Help stop violence against women. Visit a Romantic Depot near you and pick up your free pamphlet.
Who in their right fucking mind would ever go to a Romantic Depot to pick up a pamphlet on violence against women? Let's say you're a guy who wants to learn more about violence against women, as opposed to going to a fucking sex toy store and seeing someone face to face to hand you a trifold pamphlet. Why not just Google whatever it is you're looking for? Google's always the answer. Also, you could be using this time to describe some of the exciting products you could be inserting in your girlfriend's vagina this Valentine's Day. It's an incredible waste of time and money.
When I was younger, I used to make a lot of stupid mistakes. I'm ready to learn more.
Get informed. Help stop violence against women. Visit a Romantic Depot near you and pick up your free pamphlet.
Thanks to Romantic Depot, I now know how to treat women with dignity and respect.
Are you sure you leaf through that pamphlet? You know there's a back to it. He needs more than a brochure, though. Again, this advertisement was recorded long before these new allegations. I mean, the new allegations was just last week. Thank you, Romantic Depot. I now know how to treat a woman. Did that brochure include a section on women's pain points? I know where they're most vulnerable. Oh, dude, you picked up the wrong pamphlet. It's an easy mistake. The pamphlet Treating Women with Respect is right next to Women, an Owner's Manual for Men. Again, last year, Tekashi69 pled guilty to making and posting various sex videos featuring a 13-year-old! I took her on a shopping spree to the Romantic Depot. Thank you, Romantic Depot. Oh, let's finish up with this ad.
Pamphlet.
Thanks to Romantic Depot, I now know how to treat women with dignity and respect.
Visit Romantic Depot Rockland. Go to RomanticDepot.com for directions.
Make sure you go visit Romantic Depot for all your Valentine's gifts.
Don't listen to that man. You go to AdamandEve.com and use coupon code FREAK. Get 50% off just about any item from their vast catalog of adult items. And bonus, You'll get a free romance kit, which includes something for him, something for her, and something you can use together as a couple. You'll receive 6 free adult movies and free shipping on your entire order. Take it from me, not a convicted sex felon. Yeah, I'm a paid spokesperson who didn't make a sex tape with a 13-year-old. That's all you need to know, assholes. Real quick now, before we get into the news, E-Fucked has a great new video entitled Cum Haters. These are girls. A lot of them act like they can't wait for spunk to hit their face. But the second it happens, they're gagging and spitting it out and looking all sad. I think that's the part that gives me the hardest boner. Did I say that out loud? All right, here we go.
Open your mouth.
Yeah. She does because she's a good girl.
Yeah,
that's what I wanted. God. So much.
I love it.
That's what I crave. You're not very convincing. Meanwhile, I am impressed and a little jealous of the amount of cum this guy is producing. I don't know if it's because I'm hitting 40, but my load is nowhere near as voluminous, if that's a word. Like, when I jerk off, the amount of cum, it doesn't even cover my hand, you know what I mean? Like, there's like a little puddle. Why am I so inadequate as a man? On one hand, like, mentally, it's, you know, awful, you know, like to see that. Like, oh, what's wrong with my dick? Not producing enough. On the other hand, makes cleanup very easy. So, ha ha ha! All you guys who need super absorbent paper towels to soak up the gallons of jizz that you're producing, I can take care of it all with a couple squares of toilet paper. Single ply, thank you. Don't bother with the double ply. It's unnecessary. God. I hate my life! Ow! All right, let's continue on here.
Oh, shit. Oh, baby. Ah. Oh, my God.
He just came in her face.
What the fuck?
What did you think was going to happen? You've got a man who's hovering over your face, jerking off. There's only so many potential outcomes here. He's either going to blow his wad in your face, or he's going to start a fire from rubbing his dick so vigorously. Again, I'm going to play the odds here and say you're going to get a mouthful of cum. Because I've only seen a dick spontaneously combust a handful of times in porn. That Max Hardcore is stupendous. Here's the last scene. I'm sucking dick. And he's coming. And...
Ugh! Fucker.
What?
I guess maybe the women are expecting some sort of verbal clue, like, I'm gonna come, I'm gonna blow, or a tap on the shoulder, like some indication their mouth is about to be flooded and gagged with a bunch of goo. I guess that would be nice, little heads up. All right, if you want to see more, you can watch the whole video. There's probably like 8 or 9 other scenes over there at efuck.com. I guess it goes without saying that that particular site is very not safe for work. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow? What are you waiting for? Our member site is where you can find exclusive shows every single week. We do multiple shows. Tomorrow we'll be doing a Sideshow exclusive program, and again on Thursday. Plus, you get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus bonuses like we've done mini programs in the past, weekend shows, videos. I just posted an exclusive video last week. At least 40% of all content is now Sideshow exclusive. So if you're not a member, you're missing out. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Maybe you can't afford that. Maybe you just want to support the show in another way. We've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. You get little perks for signing up as well. If you pledge like $5, you get access to a special voicemail line. I'll play your calls first. Yada, yada, yada. You know. DistortedView. I'm sorry. Patreon.com/DistortedView. All right. 3 very quick stories now. First up, The Wolves of Odin is a far-right Canadian group that peddles Islamophobic immigration theories. Its members were caught earlier this year harassing Muslims and spying on the country's oldest mosque. So when Canadian resident Brady Gumpelt realized wolvesofodin.com didn't have a Canadian web address with the related .ca suffix, he bought wolvesofodin.ca and promptly turned it into a gay site with erotic images of furries. Lots of ta-das today. Furries, of course, are people who are attracted to other people who wear fursuits, like costumes. We all know what a furry is, right? While they're not attracted to actual animals, sometimes their attraction to anthros is playfully platonic. Other times, it's intensely erotic. And that's really what wolvesofodin.ca caters to. Sexy furry-on-furry action. In Grumfeld's case, he filled wolvesofodin.ca with images of male wolves with names like Chocolate Rain and Bigger Woofer posing seductively in tight shorts. Some furries worry that his site will stigmatize their kink, but Grumfeld says he meant no offense and he only wanted to mock Wolves of Odin. On Grumfeld's site are a link to a GoFundMe campaign raising funds to remove hateful local graffiti, and an offer to sell the domain to anyone who makes a $10,000 donation to Hate-Free YEG, an Alberta-based organization fighting the influence of right-wing hate groups. Furries are going mainstream. I remember when I went to a gay pride event in Columbus when I was very, very young. I was 6, and my dad was on a float for some sort of leather bar. I had a very weird childhood. No, I wasn't that young. I was like, I don't know, 19, 20, something like that. And I remember seeing furries for the first time out in public throwing condoms at the, you know, people watching the parade. Now it's almost like, you know, barely a kink. You know, like you see someone in a fursuit, you're like, oh, okay. Betcha that outfit smells like dried cum or whatever. In December 2018, esports video game champion Dominique McLean announced that he's a gay furry who goes by Sonic Fox. Not to be confused with the very retarded Sonic Chew, Sonic Pikachu Hybrid by Christian. At an award acceptance speech, McLean declared, I'm gay, black, a furry, pretty much everything a Republican hates. I'm on wolvesofodin.ca. I see Chocolate Rain. There he is. But I also see Two Cups, One Pup, which could be concerning. White Power Bottom. I see. There's really just a few pictures. Nothing is super X-rated. There's no, like, dicks. I mean, you see outline of cock in the furry wolves underwear, but that's about it. I tried going to wolvesofodin.com, and the site is down. Maybe the furry connection got to them, and they changed their name or something. All right, second story we have for you today. I was talking a little bit about, retarded people not washing their hands or having sticky hands. Or, you know, I was just being a dick earlier. I mean, don't get me wrong. I stand by my statements. Children do have dirty, sticky hands always. You know who else has dirty, sticky hands? Fox News hosts. This is a bizarre one, and I'm not one to, you know, pile on Fox News for saying dumb shit, but these people despise the concept of science, right? Scientists have pretty much come to the consensus that climate change is real, and, you know, man is affecting it in a very profound way, but they refuse to acknowledge that. The jury is still out on climate change, according to them. What the fuck do scientists know? They're a bunch of nerds. But on top of that, they just refuse to believe in any science now. It's a slippery slope. You acknowledge that gravity is real. The next thing you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is our supreme socialist leader here. It's a real nightmare scenario. All right, here's the news story. Fox News host Pete Hegseth said Sunday that he hasn't washed his hands in a decade because germs are not a real thing. He had to have been kidding. Please tell me this was a joke. Although I could totally see it. Like, you know, you can't see climate change. Why should I believe it's real? Well, I can't see germs. Prove to me germs are real. Hegseth made the statement. Yeah, maybe germs aren't real. Hegseth made the statement live on air during a Fox and Friends episode. His co-host, Jedediah Bila, started a conversation about pizza. Okay. Innocent enough. Yesterday apparently was National Pizza Day. Oh, it was maybe a few days ago. Explaining that Hegseth had been munching on old pizza while on the set. Pizza Hut lasts for a long time, Hegseth said, prompting laughter from both of his co-hosts. The Fox News host then explained that one of his 2019 resolutions was to say things on the air that he says off the air. He then proceeds to tell the viewership that he hasn't washed his hands in a decade. Please, God, do I have audio of this? Oh, baby, you know I do!
For viewers to know, this is yesterday's pizza.
First of all, just to prove that I am not biased, I agree with Pete in that pizza keeps. Eating day-old pizza is acceptable. I'll allow it.
He's just pulling out.
Still right there.
It's not even
yesterday was National Pizza Day, which means it's National Pizza Weekend, which means Pizza Hut lasts for a long time.
He ate Pizza Hut yesterday and raw dough. So basically anything that's not...
Oh, people eat cookie dough all the time. Calm the fuck down, you cunt.
Nailed down. You gotta just take the mugs off the table. He might take...
Why am I defending Pete? Gross, disgusting Pete. I'll defend him. I'll just never shake his hand.
I told you, my 2019 resolution is to say things on air that I say off air. I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my
Someone
hands.
Help
ever.
Me! No, oh, help no, me!
I inoculate myself. It's just not, germs are not a real thing. I can't see them, therefore they're not real.
So you're becoming immune?
It's a he's joking, kind of, probably, maybe a little.
To all the
exactly,
bacteria.
I can't get sick.
My dad has that theory, too. I'm not
I'm trying to find
there.
A way to move on, but I actually want... Friends at FoxNews.com,
yes.
Please comment on
I mean,
on
it's a joke, but he's also serious. You know what I mean? Like, I bet you he doesn't wash his hands very often.
Because I feel like we should get some viewer reaction.
Yes.
His hands look pretty clean to me. You know?
Would you eat day-old pepperoni? We want to know.
Yeah.
Of course.
In the meantime.
Thanks for being here, folks. Sorry we didn't grossing you out on this Sunday.
A lot of news breaking overnight.
Yeah, your broadcast made news, at least here on Distorted View Daily. It's funny because then the news story goes into, like, why you should wash your hands. While most germs aren't harmful, some are, since they're constantly mutating in order to breach the human body's immune system. The best way to stay disease-free is to wash hands regularly. Get vaccinations and be careful. Oh, don't get me started on vaccinations. Mercury, autism, this is why we have restaurants like Brownies and Downies. All because of vaccinations. All right, I guess that's it. I mean, you don't need to know to wash your hands, right? Final story we have for you. Now, Dave Asman is in a tight spot. You see, he desperately wants a personalized license plate featuring his last name. However, the government has rejected his request because it's offensive. Even though Assman is really this dude's last name. Dave Asman, and oh yeah, I'll be saying his full name throughout this news story. Dave Asman said, it's my last name. I've always had it, he said of the name, with German roots. He pronounces it as Osman. That sounds like bullshit. That sounds like something a child would come up with because he's being made fun of in school about his last name. It's not Asman, that's not how you pronounce it. It's Osman. Dave Asman did go on to say, I'm not ashamed of it. There's nothing bad about it. For Asman, the name is important because it's one he shares with his great-grandfather, a 98-year-old man named Titson. It's German. No, his great-grandfather is probably dead and is not named Titson Asman. His great-grandfather was a well-off farmer from Germany. Farmers would come in the early 30s and they borrowed money from him. Instead of him foreclosing on their land, he just either forgave it or let them pay what they could. This week, he called the government for an explanation on why his name was rejected and was told it could be misread and causes offense. He chalks up that answer to, quote, too many hurt feeling reports given out. Saskatchewan government insurance spokesperson Tyler McMurchie, said SGI does have guidelines for slogans and pointed to its website, which says SGI won't approve license plates the general public may find offensive, suggestive, or just not in good taste. Even if a word is someone's name and pronounced differently than the offensive version, that's not something that would be apparent to other motorists. It's true. The Personalized License Plate Review Committee, made up of employees, will review if people appeal a decision. McMurkey said the committee has upheld the decision to reject Assman in the past. Assman says he'd like to get his personalized license plate, but he's not holding his breath. I don't think it's going to happen because SGI is SGI. They'll do what they want. Mm-hmm. That's not in the quote. I added the All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you freaks. Many ways to contact the show. We've got a voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. You can also find me all over social media at Distorted View on Twitter and Instagram. YouTube.com/DistortedViewShow. I've been posting some clips from the show on YouTube, so you might want to check that out. Share it with your friends, please. We also have a snail mail address if you want to send something along to me. We're located at Distorted View, P.O. Box 9575, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45209. All right. Oh, by the way, you know, we are only 25 freaks away from hitting 1,000 members in our Discord, which is like a giant chat room, multiple chat rooms, really. So if you'd like to meet and talk with other freaks, share Distorted View worthy links. Some of the audio and video I played on today's show came from the Discord. Check it out. There's a link on the main navigation bar over there at distortedview.com. All right, sign up, and, you know, we'll hit 1,000 freaks in no time.
Hey, Tim, Haley's Comet calling up about the guy who claimed he was allergic to onions and used that as the excuse for ranting and raving about there being onions on his burger.
Yes.
It
was a news story. Guy was at McDonald's or something and got pissed off when he specifically said no onions. And they included onions.
I took the liberty of looking up the ingredients in the hamburger.
I think what you're going to say is that, did you know McDonald's onions contain no onions, which wouldn't surprise me in the least.
That he'd gotten, and that particular fast food burger has powdered onion in the special sauce that goes on the burger.
Oh, shit, he's fucked.
So he was either lying through his teeth about being allergic to onions, or that fast food employee, by leaving the physical onions on the burger, the intact onions on the burger, saved his life by helping him avoid having an allergic reaction to the powdered onion in the sauce.
This can't be the first time the dude's ever had a fucking Big Mac, right?
Jigu.
So in my mind, what he thinks he has an allergy to onions, right? But he doesn't realize that the burger itself, the sauce that's in the burger, has onions. He's been consuming onions this whole time. So it's all made up. It's all in his head, right? He's an idiot. Surprise, surprise. Yes, caller, go right ahead. Silence. All right. Golden.
Hello, it is Cat Lady here. No, I was just meaning I will go and walk again.
Oh, good. Thank God. Level 80 Cat Lady is not a cripple.
Not on just crutches. But in 5 to 7 weeks, I believe.
What the hell happened to you now? How can you not walk? You just had every single tooth pulled out of your head.
Be better.
That's do something to your equilibrium.
You know, as best as I can. To human garbage, thank you so much for caring. If you get on the Discord, like, you can talk to me. I'm there all the time.
Uh-oh.
And then, oh, man, like, that was...
And she puts out virtually...
Totally,
you know,
Vladimir.
Totally into that. Virtual rape.
And his voice is so fucking good.
Vladimir Putin as a woman. Yeah, I think that's what she's talking about. Speaking of human garbage, I think I have a call from him.
Hola, Tim. Human garbage. I was kind of disappointed by the marionette video.
Thank you.
It wasn't what I was expecting.
What were you expecting?
That late game when a new challenger arrived, the dragon demon thing. I seriously thought with that guy that never liked that, that dragon was going to go and give him a good plow.
Oh, that's why you were disappointed. You thought the dragon was going to get involved with the sex.
Give him a good plow. And
I would have liked to see a dragon cock
boy,
in
that
video.
And my enthusiasm dropped off a cliff after that. So
I'm
guess
sorry.
That's...
It didn't
really
live up to your expectations.
Telltale of where I'm at.
Yeah.
After so many years listening to this show, since Tell Me and all that. Anyway, love you. Keep it up, dude. Bye.
You know, it is interesting. That video was found on YouTube. And I mean, even though it's, you know, just puppets, still, you see puppet tits, you see puppet dick, you see puppet ejaculation. You'd think YouTube would have a problem with that, right? All right. Should we do one more? Let's do one more video. One more voicemail here.
Hey, Timmy Booth. Dan from Maryland calling. This is the first time I've actually called twice in one day, different ends of the day. So maybe we'll play both. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm listening to some old episodes, and this one from September. You're an idiot. So you're busily talking about this story from Kenya where a woman poured acid in dude's eyes and cut off his dick. And you're like, oh, and she's from Nairobi. Oh, it's all over Africa. I thought this was in Kenya. You're a fucking moron. Nairobi is the capital of Kenya. You're an idiot. In the same show, you're
I'm an idiot.
Stuck man, how like shocked you were that Kenya had plumbing. Yeah, so you should look into like Lagos, Nigeria. Not the capital.
I don't like to play with Legos. I'm not a little boy. I'm a grown man. Fuck you.
Big city in Nigeria.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Something like 7% of Lagos is connected to actual like plumbing.
Oh, really?
The other 93% is served by quote unquote informal mechanisms.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, Lagos is fucked
ditches.
Up. It's a weird place, man. All right, take it easy.
All right, thank you very much for the correction. Yes, I'm an idiot. This cannot be news to you. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me? Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God.
She just shoved a dirty, bloody tampon in my face.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Remember, tomorrow's show is going to be Sideshow exclusive, so if you want to hear it, you got to sign up for the Sideshow. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now. Become a true and honorable freak. Otherwise, I will see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
I'm bullshit. I'll be fine. Fuck you. You don't want to be good in your life.